Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming in out of the sun, coming down to our little basement theater stage down here. My name's Matt. I'm your MC this afternoon. We're going to get to Johnny Han in just a minute, but I got a couple of administrative things to take care of. First off, we want to thank KUOW for sponsoring the stage. KUOW 94.9 Public Radio is a proud sponsor of the Center House Stage and the 2009 Northwest Folklife Festival as an extension of the station's mission to create and serve an informed public, one challenged and invigorated by an understanding and appreciation of events, ideas, and cultures. Food for thought there for you. So, again, welcome to our stage as part of Folklife, the final day of Folklife. This is the 38th annual Folklife Festival. Folklife is the largest folklife or folk festival in the United States, and it's free. It's the largest free folk festival in the entire world. And how is it free? It's free through your donations, whether it be time or money. So I encourage you, if on your way out your wallet's feeling a little bit heavy and you really like what you heard today, maybe drop a couple bucks in. If you have a little bit of time this afternoon and you decide you want to help out around the festival, or you want to help break down tomorrow, there's a lot of work to be done. I encourage you to head upstairs to the third floor of the Center House and you get yourself a little volunteer badge. If you donate enough money, get yourself a little Folklife button and you can show off how you contributed and help make Folklife happen for another year. So, coming up next is Johnny Han, a political songwriter in a long line of political songwriting tradition. Originally here by way of Chicago, but he's been here playing in the Pike Place Market for over 20 years now, isn't it, Johnny? So I'm sure we've all heard him, and this is a very special treat to hear him in a venue with wonderful sound and nice little intimate setting. So I'm going to get out of your way and let Johnny Han take it away. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you. For the lighting people, is it possible to slightly dim that light that's right in the middle? Because I can't see anything. Thank you. Now I can see a little. That's better than more than nothing. Well, this piano, although I am typically accustomed to using it in conventional street performing situations, i.e. at the market or on the pathway here earlier today, was not supposed to be what I was going to be using here today. I found out at 9:30 last night that my piano was going to be needed, and it really, really needs a tuning, so please grant me some latitude as far as that goes. This first song is on the subject of immigrants, and by way of introduction, I just want to say that even Lou Dobbs is from an immigrant family. It stands to reason why they're coming here. It stands to reason they are hot on the trail, hot on the trail, following sweat, following bones, following blood. They are hot on the trail, hot on the trail, across the oceans, across the skies, across the deserts. They are hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Following green, following gold, following guns, they are hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Who's not an immigrant? Who's not displaced? Who's not a refugee? Hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Following sweat, following bones, following diamonds, hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Following conquest, following wars, following trade deals, hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Who wasn't innocent? Who wasn't lost? Who wasn't grieving? Hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Following coups, following juntas, following crackdowns, hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Thank you. following debt, following loans, following threats. They are hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Who's not disillusioned? Who's not a dreamer? Who's not a seeker? Hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Following famine, following floods, following kinsmen. Hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Following resources stolen from their lands by America, they are hot on the trail, hot on the trail. What goes around comes around. Yeah, that's karma. Hot on the trail, hot on the trail. It stands to reason why we came here. It stands to reason we were hot on the trail, hot on the trail, hot on the trail. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks. Well, this next song I wrote last summer, and it was in the aftermath of a combination of factors in the Middle East vis-a-vis the Gaza Strip. On the one hand, the complete Israeli blockade of Gaza. On the other hand, the broaching, I'm not sure what the grammar is there, of the Egyptian border by Gazan citizens to access fundamentals of life, i.e. food and medical supplies that Israel was preventing the Gazans from getting access to. And the reason why I, and probably a lot of people, maybe some in this room, knew that much about the story was because of Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez, because they had fairly in-depth reporting of what was going on with that blockade, and that in turn led to this song. It's called The Palestinian is Human, and there is a reference in this song to AIPAC, which for those of you who don't know is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and it is the main U.S. lobbying entity in Congress on behalf of Israel and Israel's interests. The Palestinian is human. A Palestinian will never be human for as long as AIPAC gets its way. The Palestinian can never be defended while AIPAC dollars hold sway. Throwing money at elections, throwing money at congressional votes, throwing money at the media, brainwashing with dollars, it's a joke. There are no sides to this discussion. There are no points to dispute. The logic at hand defies dissection. One plus one does not compute. No one knows this better than Israelis. No one knows this better than the Jews. No one knows this better than the persecuted. When you've got nothing, you've got nothing to lose. Argue, offer up a different point of view. There always have been anti-Semites, and of course those self-hating Jews. We dare not gaze upon the squalor. We must remain blind to the disease. Our eyes shut tight to the hunger. The devil in us all is appeased. The stranglehold grows ever tighter. The body of a people laid waste. In a world that just keeps ignoring Such pain ignites horrific rage. It's not okay to become desperate. It's not okay to fight fire with fire. Brave advocates like Rachel Corrie crush lifeless under bulldozer tires. There are no boundaries to the spinning of a myth embellished all these years, of a land that had no people, yet people have always lived here. The Holocaust, an underlying backdrop to justify each and every move of complete Israeli domination, no matter how extreme or cruel. The lineage of state-sponsored terror survives to torment another day. The victim is now the oppressor, brutality aplenty on display. Dividing walls and checkpoints, uprooting precious olive trees, unceasing daily humiliation, embargoes on every human need. Terrors in the eyes of the beholder. Perpetrators deserve what they get. Depending upon one's perspective, no party here is innocent. Bombing, killing, and mayhem. Everywhere specialists in death. A shared fate for Jew and Arab. Join at the hip till their last breath. The Palestinian indeed is human, with ample reason for fear and revenge. The Israeli indeed is human, with ample reason for fear and revenge. Someday, somehow there must be that definitive line in the sand, an all-out time out from violence to people living in one land. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you. Well, for all the wrong reasons, Dick Cheney has been in the news a lot lately. I would prefer he was in the news in the context of a war crimes trial, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But having said that, I'm going to do this next song simply entitled Dick Cheney. And it's a little bit dated, meaning it's written when he was still vice president, but a lot of the specifics of the song are still unfortunately operative in our society right now. Wage a little war, raise a lot of cash. I'm Dick Cheney, you can kiss my ass, take you for a camel ride. Through the smoke and the rubble, Wall Street's on my side. Bombs to be dropped, flags to be waved, phones to be tapped, money to be made. It's all about investment and profit margins getting higher. Rebuilding a country after setting on fire. I'm in the gang of good old boys. It's our time now, we've got the toys, guns and guts. Swords are drawn, raring to cut. No need for me to risk my life, plenty of others to sacrifice in the name of yet another imperial scam. The bloodiest, biggest, and best since Vietnam. Hold the reins with an iron fist. When it comes to power, I've got the grip, you all learn to fear. Let there be no doubt who's in charge here. Got my own private puppet, little Georgie Bush, cute as a Muppet, with strings attached. Gonna yank him this way, oh, I'm gonna yank him that. Call me the Fuhrer of energy, killing for oil my legacy. Seek the source, stake the claim. I'm a corporate predator by any other name. Break the law, fabricate, destabilize, obliterate, terrorize children and grandma too. With a lust for power, there's nothing you won't do. Point the finger at Saddam Hussein. Rational thought goes down the drain. Truth dies a cold, hard death. Yet another glorious example of mass success. Don't talk to me about environment. I'll rape the earth, lay more pavement. Oil rigs, pipelines galore. How I love resource extraction wars. Wage a little war, raise a lot of cash. I'm Dick Cheney, kiss my ass, take you for a camel ride. Through the smoke and the rubble, Wall Street's on my side. Come hell or high water, Wall Street's on my side. With no bid contracts, Wall Street's on my side. When the body counts soar, Wall Street's always on my side. Thank you. Thanks. Well, this next song is about preeminent, well-known business at the Pike Place Market, where I spend most of my time street performing. And, of course, this business has since expanded since its humble roots in the market and in the market neighborhood. And anyways, it's simply entitled The Starbucks Song. There's a Starbucks in every corner. Where there's not, there could be soon. There's one up in your attic. They're building on the moon. They're wanting them in the high-rise 345 in every mall. Hardly seems there's any place where there's none at all. There's Starbucks in my nostrils, Starbucks on my brain. Oh Lord, please grant relief from Starbucks once again. Step right up to that counter, the barista smiles at you, so smoothly takes your order, whatever that you choose. The options are aplenty, more than any palate could desire. Feel yourself salivate, your senses are on fire. Don't kid yourself, that's not a latte in your hand. It's a lifestyle choice, trending through the land. In these craziest of times, what surprises do abound? In the blink of an eye, something new will astound. Who could ever have predicted this dominant arbiter of taste? Culture in a cup on our planet, belching waste. Promoting the latest in music, film, and books. It's far more than espresso on which they've got us hooked. It's common that we humans seek someone else to guide, point the way to greener grass, brighter, bluer skies. It could be we get lazy or just mushy in the brain, suckers for the allure of slick PR campaigns. Like cattle on the range, we offer up our butts. It feels so good to get branded by Starbucks. There's nothing quite like money to turn our heads so fast, or the smell of success. Who's not drawn to that? The mom and pop business that rises to the heights, except mom and pop aren't anywhere in sight. From the market at Pike Place to the one on Wall Street, illusions deftly crafted, exploitative and neat. Could it be we'll soon see that logo at the Sphinx, or at the Taj Mahal with designer coffee drinks? Woe to the independent neighborhood cafe, while Starbucks marches on through darkest night and brightest day. I want to know who'll let this gorilla in the room. Criminy, it's just coffee. How could we be such goons? So come down to the market, see where it began. Pose with your sweetie or with your Uncle Stan. Break out that cell phone camera, take pictures by the score. There you are grinning in front of the first store. In actuality, it's become more like a shrine to corporate monocultures, all pervasive global crime. There's a Starbucks in every corner. Where there's not, there could be soon. There's one up in your attic. They're building on the moon. They're wanting them in the high-rise 345 in every mall. Hardly seems there's any place where there's none at all. There's Starbucks in my nostrils, Starbucks on my brain. Oh, Lord, please grant relief from Starbucks once again. There's Starbucks in my nostrils, Starbucks on my brain. Oh Lord, please grant relief from Starbucks once again. Thank you. Thank you. Apologies to all you shareholders out there. I think I have time for one more song, maybe two if this isn't as long as I think it's going to be. But in the event that it's my last song, I want to thank you all for being here, especially on this gorgeous day outside and in our nice weather-deprived Seattle climate from the last 5 months. Again, I really appreciate your being inside now. I also want to thank all the Folklife volunteers and all the tech people at this stage. It's just an amazing event every year, and it's just one of the high points of my year. And last but not least, I have a plug. Humble and shameless at the same time. I have a brand new CD out called Robber Barons and War Profiteers, and you can either get it at the Folklife store or meet me out in the lobby afterwards. And this next song I wrote in the immediate aftermath of Obama's election victory. I probably would write a different song if I was writing it today from how I felt then, but whatever. This is called Pinch Me Now. No way to deny the enthusiasm of the moment, a sight that most of us thought we never would see. Here in the land of the free and the brave, a black man ascending to the presidency. I still can feel the tremors running through my spine and the tears that flow down my face. Somehow I knew those tears were more than just mine. They poured from the hearts of the greater human race. I admit this emotion took me by surprise. He got my vote, but I wasn't that big of a fan. But on that night, there was no way to resist the euphoria celebrating the election of such a man. Tears of joy, tears unleashed, haunted past, tears of disbelief. Pinch me now, anything can happen. For most of us, this tableau was larger than life, bigger than anything we'd ever experience again. A front row seat to a quantum national shift. Who could imagine what this might portend? Up on the stage, a man, a woman, and their girls, with beaming smiles for all the world to behold. And the cheering throng embodying the promise of a dream to remake this land with ideals great and bold. There could be no doubt Obama was savviest of all. McCain and Hillary clearly met their match. They couldn't compete with vision, smarts, and passion when so many people said we won more of that. Tears of joy, tears unleashed, haunted past, tears of disbelief. Pinch me now, anything can happen. Out on the street, there's something fresh in the air, showing up at a glance or a slight turn of the head. Strangers sharing a knowing glint in the eye, an excitement over the days that lie ahead. Perhaps some people now will better relate to others who have different colored skin. It seems like it's not that long of a shot that a national racial healing might begin. And there's others who will go the opposite way, find it's all too much to wrap their minds around. So the rest of us must pick up the slack, sing our note with a voice clear and loud. Tears of joy, tears unleashed, haunted past, tears of disbelief. Pinch me now, anything can happen. The president is just another citizen, flawed and mortal like all the rest. Quickly take Obama off that pedestal. It's only as a human he'll serve us best. It began from opposition to the war. His whole campaign snowballed from that point, with a call to undo the damage from the Cheney-Bush neocon clip joint. At the start, Obama appeared more progressive than it looks like he's about to be. He's special, yet still a politician. Real change starts with you and me. A better world starts with you and me. Tears of joy, tears unleashed, haunted past, tears of disbelief. Pinch me now, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Thank you. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of Folk Life. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thanks.
Johnny Hahn, everybody. Let's give him another round of applause. Come on.
Make sure you check out his new CD, and make sure you say hi to him next time you see him in the market.